Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Do you have a dream, a goal so far out there that people think it's impossible for you to achieve? Well, how does that relate to your faith? It could be your faith will help you to achieve the impossible, even when those around you say it'll never happen. Denise Farquharson helps Christian women, especially those in the corporate world, achieve what others say is impossible. Denise says, if you desire to achieve something in life, don't just talk about it. Life's too short to think about it. Just get on and do it. And her website, denisefarquharson.com, which the link is down below in the show notes, will tell you how to do just that. Denise is an author, a Christian conference speaker, successful corporate woman herself with careers in rail, health, construction, IT, and automotive areas. She's a mother of three, lives in the Midlands in the United Kingdom with her husband and three grown children. And she's here to help you achieve your dreams and your goals by learning how to stretch, succeed, and soar. Help me welcome to the program, Denise Farquharson. Denise, thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on the program today.
That's great. Thank you very much, Bob. It's great to be here. Great to be here. Thank you.
When I was looking around your website, I love your website. It has, what's the word I'm looking for? A lot of energy can be seen just looking at your website. I love that, man. It's a great website.
Well, thank you. And I think that's something about, you know, being a Christian woman, having that power of the Holy Spirit, that to tell the world really that we have got amazing energy through the power of the Holy Spirit, really. That's where it comes from.
Yeah,
and we shouldn't hide it. Shouldn't hide it at all.
Amen. And Denise, the first question I always start with is this. Other than that short intro I just gave, in your own words, tell us, who is Denise Farquharson?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bob. So Denise, back in 2006, I was running the rat race. I was running the corporate race. I was already a Christian since I've been around about 15 years old. But ever since I basically wanted to become a dentist when I was about 20.
Really?
And 1920, didn't get the results in my tests that I should have got. So I was really disillusioned. And so I decided to go and work as a scientist, which I managed to get into a job and work in a laboratory to begin with. And by doing that, that was the start of my corporate ladder career. And I've always been in corporate, but always been a Christian in corporate and a Christian woman in corporate. And that, over the years, I've seen the corporate world change a lot. But I got caught up in that. And in 2006, I was in a situation where I was doing some work for the corporate world on a Saturday morning. I then went into a Christian women's session in around about midday that day. And then by 2:30 that afternoon, went into a conference where I was singing and worshiping on stage. And that was wonderful because I love to sing and worship and praise the Lord, which is awesome. And I then collapsed. And I woke up in hospital, and I was in a strange city. It wasn't in the city that I live. And then that caused me to be off work, corporate work, for nearly a year.
Wow.
In a state of just not knowing how to talk to anybody, how to even respond to anybody. And I remember, you know, Bob, I said to the doctor, I said, just tell me that I'm stressed, tell me I've got chronic fatigue, tell me I have, just tell me something, but they just couldn't diagnose what it was. And when I remember the days when I was looking at my children, then they were sort of 8 and 10 and 12, and I thought, gosh, what can mummy leave for her children? I've done lots. And it made me think, well, they'll have to search around the house to find things that mummy has done in her life, and they can't just say she was a Christian mummy. She was a Christian corporate mommy, but what did she do for the world?
Wow. Yeah.
And that's what caused me then to start thinking about how I give back to the world, basically, by writing a book, getting involved in corporate Christian unions, helping Christian women just to be not the norm and not to hide, but to really step out and be different.
Yeah. I mean, now, you collapsed while giving a presentation on stage?
I was actually, it was the beginning of the worship service for the two-day conference that I was at, and I was the worship leader with three backup singers. And initially, Bob, it's funny, they thought I'd just fallen over in the spirit. You know, oh, the song was so good. Yeah. Hallelujah. But she's not getting back up. And
it was, and they didn't know why? They never found out why?
They did not understand why. They did every test that I could think of on my brain, and they couldn't understand what it was at all. There was nothing. It was showing that I was a normal, healthy woman of, how old was I, 2006, just over 40 years old. Yeah. Wow.
So, and they made you take time off from everything. I think on your website, I think it said a year.
That's like right. So I couldn't go to work then. So obviously I was quite high up in the corporate world, but my company were very supportive. And so I couldn't even talk to anybody. I couldn't have a conversation with anyone. Even when my boss would ring me now and again,
really?
I wasn't even able to just even respond properly. I was talking rubbish. I couldn't remember my sentences or even think properly. It was a really dark place. But
how did your faith help you through that time?
Oh, so it was just, there was a scripture in particular in Psalm 25 that talks about, Lord, let your spirit and integrity preserve me. And that kept me going most of the time. And you know, sometimes you always maybe get up in the morning and read your Bible or get to bed at night, and scripture has got to come alive to you. The word must mean something.
That's true.
And during those dark times and the beginning of a very dark year, that scripture was what held me upright and kept me going most of the time as a mother and as a wife, as well as a pastor's wife as well. I needed that because there was a lot of stuff to do at the time, but I just couldn't do it. I had to drop everything and just recover.
Wow. So let's talk about some of your corporate successes. Now, you must have faced some difficult things as you were working in the corporate business world, and you learned to overcome them and become successful. When did you realize you had a gift of helping others to work through problems in the work environment as well?
I think it's when I started to get promoted without even applying for jobs. And that tends to be how it happens in England, in terms of if you need to go higher, you need to apply for the job. Whereas I was getting my bosses just coming to me and saying, Denise, I want to put you into this role. You start in 3 weeks' time, and this is the reason why I'm going to do it. And every time they kept on saying to me, this is the reason I want you to do it, it's because I would either have achieved something and just thought, you know something, Bob, this is just part of the job. I just get on. I just do it. But a lot of things that I did that were really successful, sometimes I didn't know how to do it. And I would genuinely go to God and say, God, I've got this task, this spreadsheet, or this project. I need to get this project to that level. God, I need you to help me. Literally, that's how I prayed to him, to be able to succeed in whatever it was that my boss needed me to do. And every time, without fail, God would speak to me and I would write it down. I'd go back into work the following day or the following week, if it was on the weekend at church, and he would tell me exactly what to do. I would go, I would implement it, and it would work.
Amen. Amen.
And that's how the power of prayer really helped me to succeed in the corporate
world. And that's
how
it's supposed to work.
Absolutely.
Ask and you'll receive. You know, yes. I mean, this got his thoughts are above our thoughts. You know?
Indeed. Amen. But we've got to listen, don't we?
Exactly.
We have to listen.
That's the
we
issue. sometimes God will say something and you're like, no, that won't work.
And you know something, I'll give you an example, shall I?
Sure.
So maybe if any of your listeners are involved in IT, because I was an IT manager at the time, it was the beginning of doing what they call software release management. And I remember my boss came to me and he said, Denise, there's two roles going. One, I want somebody else to apply for. The second one, I'm giving to you. And then I said, what do you want me to do? Software release management. I'd never even heard of it, Bob, ever. And he said, I want you to go and do this role with this team. I'm giving you 25 people to look after at the same time, and you can learn it on the job.
Oh, my gosh. That's nice. Yeah.
I know. And then I did. I genuinely went to the Lord. And what the Lord told me to do was to sit down at the dining table and just get some boxes and put them out on the dining table and treat each of my IT projects or my software releases, or nowadays we call them, you know, if you've got an iPhone, it's the latest iOS release, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I was doing. I was putting together iOS releases, so to speak. And I would use those boxes, lay them out on the dining table, and then just basically try and shift them and maneuver them based on timelines and timescales, depending on what was in them to be fixed on the phone, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, and God showed me how to do it, it made me realize, oh my gosh, this is possible. You can release upgrades in a formal fashion without messing up your customer and giving them a bad experience. And
right.
Oh Lord, wonderful. Wonderful. That's an example.
Amen.
From an IT perspective.
Well, I know from my own business experiences that once a goal or a promotion or whatever is achieved, you know, it seems like we're never satisfied. It seems like as soon as you get promoted in something, then you immediately start looking and working for what's next. Do you encounter that with a lot of people that you help?
I found that I actually had, if you're faithful, Bob, to the Lord, he will always make a way open for you. And I usually, so for instance, a lot of my career has been in IT, but then I took the time out to just study a bit more. I decided I didn't want to touch computers anymore. and I wanted to get more involved with people. And the Lord helped me get a job where I applied for it and I got the job. But then the next job was somebody calling me up and getting headhunted for it. That's the Lord, the way all of that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And my current job even was a phone call to say, Denise, we've been looking at you. What are you doing? We'd like you to come and do this, which is the current job that I'm doing now, looking after, you know, a lot of contractors in leadership and training and learning and culture change.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just amazing. So again, it's about thinking, what can God do? How can he do it? You don't need to work it out. Just listen, pray, stay in his will, and it will work out.
Amen. So that's God's favor working in your life. Yeah. But what about the people that come to you for help in that area? Do you find that they're maybe trying too hard to be noticed or anything like that?
That will always happen around you. Because the thing is, we will be surrounded by people who are Christians and we'll be surrounded by people who are not Christians.
Correct, yep.
And those who are not, my easiest way to get to understand them is try to understand their personality.
Mm.
And based on that, because they will never have the character of Christ until they come to know Christ.
Right.
So you can't expect them to have the moral duties that we would have as Christian women. But if they have a certain personality style, that I tend to work with that to get their favor, help them, befriend them, share Christ with them. And by that, that helps me to have a good relationship with them. And whether they're trying to use me or abuse me or not, I've not found it when it's done that way, because I have their heart for Christ to begin with. rather than thinking about them as just another work colleague. Mm-hmm. And you've got to look beyond that. You've got to look at your work colleagues as being, they need to have a soul that loves Christ. Therefore, befriend them so that you can win them to the Lord.
Amen. Amen. How were you able to balance motherhood, family, faith, and corporate responsibility? How did you do that?
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Good planning, good organization. There's a place in the house for everything. I do meal planning. I teach my kids how to be organized as well so that they do things for themselves. I spend time, I always book things out for family time, book things out for worship time, and all my children are all in church as well, which is still good, thank God. And I think that's my main way of going about it, really. If you plan well, things can fit. And don't worry, women, this is all to you. Don't worry about the small stuff that you're not going to be bothered about next week. Seriously.
Men too. Amen.
Yes, because even as Christians, we can worry over the most trivial of things. Mm-hmm.
If you notice, 99% of the stuff you worry about never occurs.
Indeed.
You know? Like, oh, what am I going to do if this happens? Oh, what am I going to do if this happens? That hardly ever happens. You know? Mm-hmm. And the 1% you deal with. You know?
Yes.
But amen. Yes.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely.
Give us some of the challenges that women, especially Christian women, are facing in the corporate world today.
Okay, there's a whole host of them, but there's things like there's a lot of bullying that still takes place. Mm. There's a lot of women undermining other women when they're trying to get ahead. There is, yeah, absolutely. And again, it depends on whether those women are Christians or not Christians.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause even Christian women undermine others as well, especially if they have a certain air of anointing that they think they might have above another woman who's Christian. That shouldn't be. And we need to, you know, if any of those women are listening to this, please, it's really worth just taking time out to consider, who am I and how do people perceive me? Am I a bully? Am I taking advantage of anybody as a leader? Mm. But the other things are, you know, especially if women are in sales, for instance, what type of pressure are they put under that are immoral mm-hmm. to get sales, for instance, or how to treat the team to push them to get things done? And sometimes it's pushing rather than leading. Mm. There's also, you know, that sort of subtle undermining of women when we're in meetings. And how sometimes we are spoken over mm. or our suggestions or options for solutions are not always taken up or logged in minutes because a lot of the men tend to, or even other women tend to override what we're saying. And therefore, sometimes a lot of Christian, corporate Christian women tend to hide. And if you could imagine, they are physically not performing as well as they could because they're not feeling that their voice is being heard and therefore they're not speaking up. And their true talent of really delivering to the world and to their company is not being felt at all because they're hiding. And I was one of them. There were times when I would definitely hide. And
was that because you felt like it didn't matter what you had to contribute or?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Didn't matter who would listen. Am I bothered? I just want to hurry up and get to the weekend so I can go to church. You know, I had moments like that for sure.
Hmm.
But it wasn't making me feel very good and it wasn't helping my company by not showing my talents. And once I stopped the hiding, I have helped many companies do lots of things and get quite far in either sales or in achieving projects or completing massive programs that are meaningful to the world. Because that's the thing as well, Bob. I don't want to work for a company that doesn't do something for the world.
Yeah,
and it's got to be meaningful.
Amen.
Got to be meaningful.
What should a Christian woman do to handle something at work that just doesn't sit right with her faith? I'm talking about maybe a workplace policy or a situation that she's expected to put herself into for the sake of the company. Really, how should anyone handle something like that?
The two things I say really are, really allow your Holy Spirit to speak to you. And if you on the spot ask the Holy Spirit, tell me now, what do I do? The Lord will tell you. He will. But you've got to build up that relationship with him to make it happen. So I would say now, start building that relationship up. Two, when you're in that situation, ask him to tell you what to do, and he will. Or show you someone to tell you what to do, or direct you to the right document or policy as to what to do. It may not always be that audible voice, but he will always tell you how. And the third thing is, don't do a Jonah and run away to Nineveh. Don't go quiet and inward and hide and say, oh, I'm gonna fast and pray about this, and 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks later, nothing happens because you're gonna be so holy about it. No, the Lord has already said to you already what to do. Stop hiding. Step out and do it.
Do you find that a lot, where people just remain silent and then use, well, I'm praying about what to do, as an excuse?
Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, yeah. And it's not just corporate Christian women. I think a lot of Christians do that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a bit of a shame, really, because we have got power over this world. We have got, the Holy Spirit inside of us. It's Christ himself. What result could we offer that is going to go wrong when he's told us what to do?
Yeah, amen. And even if he tells you what to do and it creates controversy, from what I read the Bible, I don't think Jesus shied away from controversy. He usually confronted it head on,
Absolutely. The most controversial man on earth, right?
granted, now, in a situation like that, where, the person says, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to compromise my morals and things like that for this project.
Mm-hmm.
What are the ramifications that they would face, though? I mean, they could lose their job over it, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they could. And sometimes, as Christian women, we have to think about, or what we should not be focusing on, are the potential consequences of pushing back on something that we don't agree with. Because when we keep looking at the potential consequences, it's actually, we're trying to predict the future of the situation. And that's not always going to be the case at all. And what we need to do is, that's when we need to really trust God to sort out the consequences of us standing up for truth. Because we can't pre-predict it at all. And, like you've just said, oh, but what if I lose my job? It's a what if.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if you do, Christ will take you through it, because he's giving you the courage to step up and stand up for that truth.
That's true. And when God closes one door, he'll open another.
Mm,
and
amen.
That could be a promotion at another place, or yes, just a better work environment. I've had jobs that I unexpectedly was let go, and it's okay. Walk out to the parking lot, sit in the car, and say, "Okay, Lord, what's next?" Close that door. I know another one's going to open. I'm thinking of one position in particular. It was about 6 weeks before something else came along. But the one that came along was such a huge blessing.
Wow.
It's just that, it was a waiting game. Continue to pray, you know, and just trust God. Now, you know, I was putting in applications. I just didn't sit at home and say, okay, God, whatever job you want me to have, go ahead and have them call me. Yeah. They're just not going to wake up one morning and say, Bob Thibodeau, let me find his phone number. I don't know what he does or what he's doing or who he is. No, you know, I had to go through the process of sending applications and resumes and all that. And about 6 weeks later, I had a nice job again. You know,
yeah.
It was a blessing.
Hallelujah.
You know, you have to be proactive. You just can't say, well, I'm not going to do anything. God wants me to have another job. He'll tell people where I'm at. You know,
absolutely.
Kind of doesn't work that way.
Yeah. If anybody's listening to this, my main, you know, sort of recommendation really is build up that relationship. It's not about religion. It's about relationship with Jesus, knowing what he's saying, guiding you, directing you, leading you, so that you can just sit in the car, like you just said, Bob, and go, okay, Lord, what next? Without any apprehensions or deep worry or concern, because you know he'll work it out, because you've got a relationship with him. Get to that point is so recommended. So recommended.
Amen. Denise, I know some people can't listen all the way through to the end of the interview. For someone who has to get off, you know, about this point, I still want them to be able to get in touch with you. So could you go ahead and give us your contact information? If someone wanted to get in touch with you to ask a question or check out your programs, how can they do that?
Yeah, sure. So they can email me at denise@denisesparkleson.com. And I also run the Corporate Christian Women group in Facebook as well. So you can connect with me on that and be a part of a great group of women who just really want to support their companies. And, you know, my view is, let's impact the global economy. That's what corporate worlds are doing. They're keeping our big cities running. So let's all be part of that. And then you can also get me on LinkedIn as well, by all means.
Okay. All right. And then your website is denisefarquharson.com, correct?
It is, yes. I'm just tidying up a few more bits and pieces on that as well. But if you connect, you can start seeing it. I've left it quite open, actually. You can start seeing some of the things that I'm up to in there.
Oh, so, yeah. It looks good. That's what I check it out. It's nice.
A bit of tweaking to do. So, great. Thank you, Bob.
Yep, no problem. Hey, everyone. Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time for today's episode, which is just part one of our two-part interview with Denise Farquharson. Now, she is awesome, and I'm hoping you're getting that from this interview. You know, she is a Christian conference speaker and author and a coach where she is helping people, especially women in the corporate world, to basically grow by stretching, succeeding, and soaring to new heights in their careers and what they're able to achieve. And her presentations and her website, folks, you need to go check this out. She is awesome, and the book she's written, it's going to help you out as well. Now, all the links are down below in the show notes. You know, you can get in touch with her through her email, through her website, through LinkedIn. But you need to get in touch with Denise, especially if you are a female, you are a woman struggling to go up that corporate ladder. You can achieve things that you can't even dream about right now with Denise's help. So go down the show notes, get in touch with her, order her book, Dreams, Goals, and Plans. It's on Amazon. The link down below will take you straight to the Amazon account. Till next time, you need to understand, you have to come back and catch up part two, because we're just starting to get into the meat of this right now. All right? So till tomorrow, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting.
Become a sought-after guest on Faith-Based Podcast. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.